What if you're lucky enough to not need an ETA at all?
Yeah, the so-called visa-free club.
Right.
When it comes to that standard ETA, it really is a pretty exclusive group. Only six countries get that privilege.
They can just sail through immigration, whether they're coming for tourism or business or family, for visits up to 180 days.
Six countries out of how many in the world?
Almost 200.
Wow, that is exclusive. But why such a small list? Wouldn't it be great for tourism to just open the doors to everyone?
I mean, there's definitely a balance to be struck there, right?
Yeah.
Welcoming more visitors is good for the economy, obviously, but then there are also security considerations, reciprocal agreements with other countries, and, even historical ties all play a role in how these visa policies are shaped.
Right. Yeah, it's way more complicated than just throwing the doors open and saying, "Come on in."
Exactly.
Okay, but let's say our listener isn't from one of those lucky six countries.
Right.
What about the East African tourist visa? Does that have any exemptions, any loopholes?
The East African tourist visa is a little different.
Okay.
It's not so much about specific countries being exempt. It's more about these things called reciprocal agreements. So if your country lets Kenyans, Rwandans, and Ugandans in without a visa, then you're likely to get the same treatment when you use this visa to visit those countries.
Oh, okay. So it's all about that give and take.
Exactly.
If my country is cool with those three East African nations, my passport gets the VIP treatment. Nice.
Exactly. It encourages countries to cooperate and make travel easier for everyone.
Yeah.
But you have to do a bit of research. Don't just assume you're exempt.
Oh.
Always double-check those reciprocal agreements based on where you're from.
That's great advice. Always better safe than sorry, especially when it comes to traveling internationally.